And finally, it's time for our gene of the month, and this time it's Pokemon. First described in 2005 in the journal Nature, no less, and found in mammals such as mice and humans, the name Pokemon stands for POK, erythroid myeloid ontogenic. It makes a type of molecule known as a transcriptional repressor, which shuts down the activity of certain genes. Sadly, it doesn't make cells look like Pokemon characters, but it does make them behave very badly. High levels of Pokemon can turn healthy cells into cancerous ones, and it's been implicated in many human cancers, especially lung and liver tumours, while cells lacking the molecule are completely resistant to tumour transformation, so there's a lot of interest in developing drugs based on it. Sadly, because games manufacturers don't have quite the same sense of humour as scientists, the company Pokemon USA threatened a lawsuit over the use of their trademark for the gene, and it's now referred to as the much more boring ZBTB7. All is not completely lost, however, and another Pokemon-based gene, Pikachurin, seems to have slipped through the net. Gotta catch 'em all. That's all for now. I'll be back next month reporting back from the Genetic Society Autumn Meeting, focusing on non-coding DNA, sometimes known, rather incorrectly, as junk DNA. What is it? Why is it there? And what does it do? If you've got any questions or feedback, just email me at genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can also get in touch through the main Naked Scientist Facebook page or by tweeting at Naked Genetics. Every episode of the Naked Genetics podcast is on iTunes and online at nakedscientist.com/genetics. The Naked Genetics podcast is brought to you in association with the Genetics Society, online at genetics.org.uk. I'll see you next time for another peek inside your genes.